First of all, I'm very impressed that he is talking so much about the law when he's free of it. And I think that he's trying to convince us that if we worship on a day that the Lord made and sanctified, that we are not saved. That we worship on a day that has been done away. When time has been done away, the Sabbath will still remain lighter. The Sabbath remains. Now, Pat asked me to respond to the exact point about binding. Is the Sabbath binding? Now, I don't know if you've been sitting a long time. Would you like to stand up for just a minute? Is there anything that's binding on you? Do you understand what binding means? It's not a good thing if you find something binding. The Sabbath was given. It was sanctified. And, of course, in Exodus, it was explained that we should remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Of course, you can't remember something that you haven't been told before, right? You can't remember something that I haven't said yet, right? You can't remember unless you've heard it. So at that time, of course, it came down with the tablets. Now, which of the tablets are we talking about tonight? You know, you remember this. The question that I would ask is, who broke all the commandments? And the answer is Moses. Came down the mountain, saw these guys sinning, saw the calf that Aaron had made. He threw the tablets on the ground and shattered them. He broke all the law. But the law has never justified anyone. You remember the people were following Jesus. Pharisees were looking for a reason to question what he was doing. And on the Sabbath, he was walking through the grain field. This is Mark 2, and if you look at 28 of that chapter, Mark 2, he was walking along. The Pharisees told him, look at your disciples, they're sinning. What were they doing? They were threshing, rubbing grain, and eating it. Why do you do that which is not lawful on the Sabbath? And Jesus said, what? The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Therefore, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. He reinterpreted the rules that the Pharisees had made. Now, I don't think that all of those rules were God's command. It's a record of what man tried to make religious and righteous people. Now, if you've ever been a teacher, are there any teachers here? Yeah. You know, you teach a class. How do you control the class? It's important that you get class control, or the kids will take over and you'll be in trouble with the principal. And you probably won't teach very long. The Sabbath was said by the Lord to be made for man, not ordained, not commanded, made, created. So, if we choose to keep the Sabbath, as he did, of course, we've got to go back and do fulfill. You know what fulfill is? The word is plethoro in Greek. It means to fill a cup to the brim. And it's used figuratively to make complete, to do all that was commanded. He was the first man ever to do that. He was also the last man ever to do that. And the Gentiles and the Jews who had accepted the way, that is, they were still the chosen people who recognized that Jesus was indeed the Messiah and put together with the Gentiles in one body. And in Romans, the whole idea was here are Gentile young people and Jewish young people together. What are we going to do, you know, to make this work? What were the criteria? Abstain from blood and things offered to idols, and you'll do well. And, oh yes, fornication. That was also a no-no. Those three things. Christian churches have had trouble with at least two of those. 1 minute? 2 minutes?
Seven minutes.
Great. Now, do I think that the Sabbath is binding? No. I think it's there forever in time for people who will obey it. Now, there have been laws passed that don't make any sense. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. If you had this sheet, you say we are not under law, we're under grace. You know when we're under grace? When we obey the law. If I go 25 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone, I am under grace. I am myself doing what the law says. I have no fear. I don't look in the rearview mirror. I'm not worried about what that car might be over there. I'm just obeying. I have a freedom. But it's my decision. You know what? Every single rule that we have decided to obey is really a personal decision. That's why I put down autonomous law. Laws every person observes. Each person will grow and decide what he will or will not do. Now, there are certain requirements. If you go into a corporation, you have laws, rules that can get you fired if you don't obey them. You have civil laws. Now, a lot of the government laws make no sense. To me, going on Route 3 in Ashaway should be 35 miles an hour. It's what most people go, 25. Why? Makes no sense. It's a civil law. It's there because some government official, and we do have to find places for people who are not wise, not able to do their own stuff, they made a rule. And people are enforcing that rule sometimes. Now, there's moral laws. People know what is right and wrong because it makes sense. And we all agree that adultery is one of those things that gets people in deep trouble. Not just when it's discovered. It gets people in trouble whether it's discovered or not. It affects the moral fiber of our whole nation. We can't glorify it. It's been done away. Pat said so. We don't have to obey the law. We're not under law. We're under grace. We're under love. One another and love to God. Isn't that it? It's what summarizes all law. If you love God, what do? Just love Him? Have you ever told somebody you love them and still don't obey them? It's been my experience. You can love somebody and not obey them at all. But Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now that twists my mind, because love is one thing in my mind and obedience is something else. But he said, obedience is the evidence of love. The evidence of love is obedience. You can say you love, it's not the hearers of the law, but the doers of the law that are justified. People, we're not going to solve this tonight. We've been at this since the apostles debated what should or should not be done with the Gentiles. It's in Romans, and you can argue one way or another. We do have ceremonial law, and he spoke several times about circumcision and other parts of the law that we no longer observe. Who is it that determines what we will or will not observe? Baptists say we have freedom of conscience. We are not told how we are to do. We have to accept what we are to do by looking at the record, the book, and listening to debate and learning and changing as we see fit, as our conscience dictates. But we also have a more perfect spirit. We ask the Spirit to modify our lives so that God can be pleased with the witness of His people. That is a problem today among Baptists, among others, because we deviate from that. Now, 1 minute. If you are not under law, what are you under?
Grace.
Grace is the thing that says it doesn't matter, I forgive you. Try again. We are all to be trying to do and to be pleasing and to be witnesses of the way. Was the original thing. There is much more to discuss, and we will have a time to discuss together. I would talk about the other law, that is, the positive law. You can take these home and look. And I pray God will grant you an understanding that no one is not under some kind of law. It's your decision under which you will rule. But the Sabbath has nothing whatever to do with law. It has to do with the creation and time, and it will continue. You're invited to join it or not. It's not a salvation issue. Thank you for your time.
We'll take about a 5 or 10 minute break right now. Go ahead, help you.